You're listening to me, Glenn Thomason. I'm normally joined by the reality coach himself, Mr. Nigel Booth. This week, he is off in sunny Italy on his holidays, so we send our best to him. And in place of Nigel, I've done my usual trick. Again, regular listeners of the show will know whenever Nigel's not about, I tend to scratch my head and think, who can I get on the show instead? So it's not just you guys listening to me rambling on for all of time. And yeah, I've done my usual trick. I've got my wife Amy to come on the show and help me out. So without further ado, welcome Amy to the show I've lost count of how many times.
Good
welcome.
Afternoon. I think it's about my fourth visit in.
Fourth time on the show. Yeah, I'm quite a regular and a natural at it as well, if I do say so.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure to be sending out our wonderful positivity to everybody listening today at home.
Mental health is a topic that we kind of talk about very regularly on the show because it's very relevant to us, both myself and Nigel and you, Amy, and also all of our listeners out there. And Nigel regularly reminds our listeners that he deals with his mental health every day, and I know I do too. And that's one of those things that I did just want to touch on briefly, because I always think about this from a point of view of how many times do we do something that we know is good for us. And I've talked about this on the show before, where we, you know, perhaps go for a walk in nature because we've got time and we've just gone, do you know what, I'm gonna go for a walk, it's sunny, I'm gonna go for a nice walk. And then you come back and you think, God, that was so refreshing, rejuvenating. I feel so much better.
It's definitely a lot easier to be sitting at your desk, especially if you're working from home, for instance, and think, oh, you know what, I'm feeling very stressed right now, but I should go for a walk,
but I need to just finish this
thing.
And then you don't. And the thing is, I always find when you go and do those things, you always feel much better afterwards, and then you'll tell everybody about it, and then you just don't do it again.
No.
You just slip back into your old routines.
And yeah.
And I think talking, you know, and I think mental health is no different to that. It's like, you can have good days, you can have bad days. But you're never going to, you know, if you feel like you've fixed it and you're absolutely fine, it's going to come back and bite you. So you do have to deal with it every day, even whether you're feeling good or you're not feeling good. It's about having those tools and mechanisms in place that allow you to get through without having that dip.
Definitely. And we know as well, science backs it to say that once you do have those different tools and tactics in place to get yourself into a peak state, so making sure that you do get up and you do that bit of exercise, you do your bit of meditation, you do a bit of breathing, if you can get yourself into that state of mind, then you're going to get five times better results at what you're doing anyway. So
definitely,
it's always worth having that time.
So I know you kind of get into this area a bit, don't you, with some of the students that you work with, because as a dance teacher, for those that don't know, Amy is a dance teacher, or street dance teacher I should say.
That's right. I travel around the country offering empowering educational experiences. And specifically I work with Key Stage 2, Key Stage 3, so that's 7 to 11 year olds and upwards. But we work with all ages, and one of the most impactful things I think is helping other people to be aware of what it means when we say to be mindful, what it means to be, say, have you done breath work, have you done meditation? Because I think for a lot of people, actually what happens is there's this kind of wall that goes up, or this disconnect with what that actually means. I know when I was younger and the first time I tried meditation, I just sat there and thought, what is actually happening? I'm not experiencing what the instructor is expecting me to be experiencing. Is this what it's supposed to feel like? And actually, what I was doing in that moment was filling my head with negative thoughts, which the meditation is a case of being able to not empty your mind, that's not possible, but to bring your focus back to where you want it to be. And
like
muscles in your body, if you want to have big strong biceps, then you go and you do bicep curls. If you want to be able to focus your mind, then you can do exercises to be able to do
100%.
That as well.
I think one of the things that one of the tools that you've kind of used with your students, I know, and then like obviously we've kind of brought home into our life, and that I found really beneficial, is the power of a state change. I'd kind of, for me, describe that as if I'm working on something and I'm getting stressed with it because I'm maybe not going in the right direction, or I've maybe got too hyper focused on one area, and you're trying to write a complicated email or a letter or a report or
something. We've all been there.
You're just going around in circles, deleting, editing, and you just don't feel like you've made any progress in the last however many hours. And you'd come in and said, right, you need to change your physiological body state.
Absolutely. I did a lot of this during COVID as well, where I'd send videos into the people you were working with and other people as well, and doing things online. Where one really great example is to literally, I mean, we're listening to a radio show right now, perfect opportunity. And we do this in between each of the sections anyway. Every time a song comes on, my arms are in the air. I'm raising the roof. I'm partying and having a good old time, because just getting up and moving your body will change your physiology. It will change the way that you feel, and it will change the way that you think as a result of that. So a great example, Glenn, and once you learn about these techniques, you can adapt them. So the other day, I do have to mention this, I was sitting at the table at home, in hands, absolutely in dismay, going, I just need to finish this blog. I just need to finish this blog. And Glenn comes in from the other room and says, you know, well, you know, why don't you have a break? You look like you're extremely stressed right now. No, I will not. I have to finish this. I've only got one paragraph to write, or whatever it was. And I was really getting quite irate with it and getting very stressed about it. And before I knew it, Glenn had grabbed my hand, because he knew the right way to deal with this was to change my state. He dragged me out into the garden. And by this point, I was already laughing. I was absolutely uncontrollably laughing, because I thought, my goodness, he has told me what I need to do here. And I was being so stubborn. And before you know it, I'm being dragged around in a circle in the garden by Glenn, laughing my head off. And he sat me back at my desk.
Yeah, we were skipping around in a circle for 30 seconds. And do you know what? What gave me the confidence to be able to do that as well is that you couldn't turn around and tell me that you knew that wouldn't work. Absolutely. Because it was your tool that you've used on me many times, and I can't deny that it works either. Even though in that moment, every part of you goes, no, I don't want to do that.
I needed to be taken into that.
I don't want to do that.
Mode.
It could be silly, or it's, you know, that's not, but it does work. It absolutely does work. And I think there's science behind why that works. But effectively, it doesn't have to, it can be anything, can't it, in terms of you can go and run around your garden if you've got a garden, but equally you can get up and just shake your hands, or you know, can Amy, could you give
so
a bit of an example?
Vocalizing or moving your body at all. So here's an example. If you're sitting there right now, let's try something. I want you to get up out of your seat,
providing you're not driving. I'll just put
if you're driving,
but if you're sitting safely listening to the radio,
I'm going to do it with you. So I've removed my seat, I'm up on my feet, and we're going to start by just shaking our hands out to the side. You're going to shake your feet out to the side, and you're going to put the arms in the air. And the best thing about it is if you can make a really silly noise as well, because you know that's just going to make you feel good. So we're going to put our arms in the air, and we're going to give a little whoop whoop. Let's keep it nice and simple. We're not going to do anything too extreme
arms
today.
Are
ready, on three, give me a whoop whoop. 1 2 3
whoop whoop, whoop whoop.
Okay, so once you start doing that, that will start to change your state. You might have been sitting there right now going along with that. If you did, I praise you. Thank you for giving it a go. We kept it nice and simple because I don't want to put anybody off. But you can't tell me that standing up didn't at least put a little bit of a smile on your face.
We are talking about all sorts of things today, mostly around mental health, state changes, and the sort of tools and things that we use to get through each day without everything falling to...
To pieces.
That's,
I know. It can be easy, can't it? Especially when our brains are hardwired to go to the negative. It's a defense mechanism
it
that
is,
we develop.
It's to keep us safe, isn't it? And I know something that Nigel talks about a lot on the show is around that kind of, you know, what we might describe as fear. He doesn't call it that as such, but yeah, that kind of that fight, flight, freeze state that we regularly get ourselves into just to protect ourselves from various threats that, to be perfectly honest, the way we live now are no longer... relevant.
Of course, especially when you look at the fact that excitement and anxiety kind of produce the same physical reaction in your body as well. So a lot of it can just be what we perceive it to be and how we're thinking about those things.
So you can forgive yourself sometimes for flying off the handle or reacting and then looking back and going, why did I react like that?
You
and
sure
not really
should.
Knowing why. So some of those things that we use is, I mean, one of the ones I wanted to touch on that I've had some experience with is meditation.
Yes.
And I don't do it as often as I should, but I usually get to a point where I'm like, God, things are not going great at the moment. And then I remember, oh, do you know what? I think I need a little relax, a lie down, a meditation. Now, there's loads of different ways you can approach meditation. I'd always suggest, you know, go on, do your own research and look into it. There's plenty of
Certainly, I think if you go on to any of the social media platforms or music provider sites, that you'll be able to find some kind of podcast or meditation
or
thing
sounds
that will
suit or you. Some sort of frequency or whatever. I find the guided ones for me work quite well, where it tells you how to. So it's like some soft, soothing music, and then some usually quite a relaxing voice that's telling you how to breathe, and you go through certain breathing. To relax your body really and relax your state and calm your mind and calm and not stop thinking about anything, because that's like you said earlier, that's not possible, but it's about where those
it's
negative
channeling
thoughts
it.
Creep in. You just acknowledge them and then you just let them go away and pass you by.
Definitely.
So that works quite well. And the other one that we kind of just touched on within that, I think, is that seems to be gaining quite a lot of popularity at the moment. Is breath work, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah, breath work, breathing. So there are a lot of different techniques that you can use to, and the same with meditation as well, not just to calm you, but to get you into the right state for that situation. So whether that's doing box breathing, which is where, for one example, if you were to breathe in for four counts, hold for four counts, breathe out for four counts, hold for four counts, and you repeat that box position, that brings you into a focused state. And they even use that in things like the SAS for like sniper rifles, you know, and people that need to really be focused and channel it in. We know that those techniques work there. You can have different breathing techniques to increase your body temperature. So you've got short breaths. If the breath going in is longer than the breath going out, then that is going to make you feel more amped up and more excited and bring your breathing up. Whereas if you exhale for longer, so you take a short in breath, say breathing in for four, and if you were to breathe out for eight, just bringing that breathing back down lower into your body to bring
you've got the
you
right voice
down.
For this. I think you should start recording some of these videos.
It's just doing the breath
audio,
doing
the
breath,
doing
the
breath work. Now that's really great. So they're just a couple of tools that you can use. Actually, I've got a client who I've recently done some insurance, helped them with their insurance for a new business that's launching a breath work type place where you can go, similar to like yoga classes and things like that, but you can go and they're like a session where it's like a guided breathing session, which sounds quite interesting, and they were telling me some of the science behind it. So I think once they've got that up and launched and running, probably be worth looking at getting them as a guest on the show so they can come and kind of pay it forward and share some of that.
Definitely. The more accessible these things can be, the better.
No, absolutely. So just to round off then, I just wanted to kind of touch on something that we talk about a lot on the show, and that is paying it forward when you can and taking it back when you need to. And just thought we could delve into that a little bit further, just for our listeners at home, perhaps those that are newer to the show, just to understand what that's all about. So Amy, what can I ask, what does paying it forward mean to you?
Paying it forward. Okay, so we were talking about this a little bit in the break, and how you were saying that previously you thought that could be a lot to do with whether you've got finances and being actually be able to afford to pay it forward.
Yeah, like paying money.
Right, we see these clips online of people tapping on the shoulder and the person in front saying, I'm going to pay your shopping
bill. Yeah, pay your groceries. Yeah, they're really popular.
That's a great way of paying it forward. However, it doesn't have to be financial, does it?
Exactly,
it doesn't have to be supported by money. It can be really simple and just doing acts of kindness, or just when you see somebody struggling, going out of your way to help them. Or maybe if you've learned something, this is what we do here on The Reality Check and what Nigel, as the reality coach, pushes forward for, and that is sharing that information. If you have some knowledge or some wisdom or something that you've experienced, you can then share that.
Absolutely.
A great one is gratitude.
That's a really powerful tool as well, isn't it, for and that's something that we both kind of practice. I'd like to say daily, it's not quite daily, but it's, you know.
I don't know, I think we do without even being aware of it, because I think when you go into what gratitude is and you stop thinking so much about it and you start just celebrating the little wins and identifying.
Do you know what, you're absolutely right. I think I would say that I don't practice written gratitude daily. I do sit down and write in a journal things that I am grateful for occasionally, like throughout the week. But yeah, every day at some point I will take the moment to say, oh, I appreciate that. Or even, it can even just be the sun shining or nice breeze flew through. But it's that noticing, it's taking that moment to just stop and acknowledge it.
are going to make your heart warm. But the magic of gratitude is, when we were talking about paying it forward, is that you can then use that to pay it forward. So we were saying, so today I bumped into somebody that had a very stressful situation with their child, and they dealt with it extremely well. They were so calm, and I was like, wow, what a woman. She is owning this moment. Yeah. And I went over and I said to her, you're doing a great job. And for me, that made me feel better. But most importantly, hopefully it gave them a bit of a boost and a bit of confidence. I know when I get a random message or anything through, it doesn't have to be spoken. It can be, I don't know, is there somebody that you can think of that you would just randomly send a message to, and perhaps that would kind of brighten up their day? It doesn't need to be necessarily a family member, or it could be anybody.
Yeah,
you know, there's a situation you've been in where that's kind of happened, Glenn, at all?
Oh yeah, yeah, quite a lot of the time, yeah. And I've often kicked myself afterwards where I've thought about a person and said, oh, I wonder how they're getting on, and then I've got distracted and started doing something else, and then later on I'm like, I should have just texted them. And like,
nice having that, isn't it, that in that moment to absolutely. Be like, oh, that person's thought of me and I mean something.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's all we've got time for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be back again with you next Thursday with Mr. Nigel Booth himself. But that's it for me. Amy, did you want to leave
it's
on anything?
It's been an absolute pleasure to be here. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thanks, guys. And we'll see you all real soon.